A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother does something wrong, go and have it out with him alone, between your two selves. If he listens to you, you've won back your brother. If he does not listen to you, take one or two others along with you. The evidence of two or three witnesses is required to sustain any change. But if he refuses to listen to these, report it to the community. And if he refuses to listen to the community, treat him like a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you solemnly, whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. I tell you solemnly once again, if two or three of you on earth agree to ask anything at all, it will be granted to you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three meet in my name, I shall be there with them." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel reading is really the basis of reconciliation, as it's set out frequently today by those involved in dealing with social and family conflicts. It's a three-step program, quite a normal program. Direct confrontation is the first one. That means the one who confronts has to let go of the role of the victim and stand firmly on their feet without passion or hostility and just face the situation as it is. If that doesn't work, go with two or three others, not to gang up on the offending person, but a bit in the role of having an outside facilitator assess what's happening and reflect back to both parties the way it's working out. And then, Matthew says, if that doesn't work, go to the whole community. And if that one doesn't work, treat the person, the offender, like a Gentile or a tax collector. That's a bit stunning, says Barbara Reed in one of her books. We're stunned by that until we think again about the way Jesus treated tax collectors and pagans. He invited them to meals. He entered into discussions with them. He seemed to enjoy them, quite like the interaction. So it comes back to us again to think about how we react to conflict situations. One of the books I was reading out said this passage reminds him of Christian Alzheimer's. We tend to forget all the efforts and or the wrongs we've done or the efforts of negotiation. We just forget all that. Forget the teaching of Jesus, the example of Jesus, and just are left with our grouches and complaints. Bit of a miserable look out for us when we get like that. It reminds me of a story, an old story that you've probably heard. There was a monastery of monks a long, long time ago, and they weren't getting on all that well. They seemed to be all old and miserable, had far too much work to do and not enough time for prayer or relaxation or whatever else. And they didn't know what to do. They thought if they changed the superior, it would be better. But it was no better at all. He was just as bad as the last one. So they tried again, got one from someplace else. But he was just the same as the other two before him. And so eventually someone called in a wise old monk who didn't hold any big sessions. He just went round and talked quietly to each one and said, you know, the Messiah is here among you. So with all these men who'd been waiting for years for the Messiah, began to look around and see, ah, could it be him? Better not be mean to him. Oh, perhaps I better give this one a hand. He's looking a bit tired on it. And so, in a very short time, through the thoughtfulness, forgiveness, lack of quibbling, the whole group became a happy place. And the Messiah was in the midst of them in all they did, and the peace that came through without any conflict or confrontation, and they appeared to live happily ever after. I don't know about that bit.